وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَبَقُوا إِنَّهُمْ لَا يُعْجِزُونَ.
Let not the deniers of the truth be deluded that they will gain any advantage. Surely they can never overcome us.
وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَمِنْ رِبَاطِ الْخَيْلِ تُرْهِبُونَ بِهِ عَدُوَّ اللَّهِ وَعَدُوَّكُمْ وَآخَرِينَ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَهُمُ اللَّهُ يَعْلَمُهُمْ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ.
Make ready for an encounter against them all the forces and well-readied horses you can muster, so that you may overawe the enemies of Allah and your own enemies and others besides them of whom you are unaware but of whom Allah is aware. Whatever you may spend in the cause of Allah shall be fully repaid to you, and you shall not be wronged. All the forces and well-readied horses you can muster.
Muslims should be equipped with military resources and should have a standing army in a state of preparedness in order that it may be used when needed. Never should it happen that the Muslims are caught unawares and have to hurriedly look around right and left to build up their defenses and collect arms and supplies in order to meet the challenge of the enemy. For then it might be too late and the enemy might have accomplished its purpose.
إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.
If they incline to peace, incline you as well to it, and trust in Allah. Surely, He is all-hearing, all-knowing.
وَإِن يُرِيدُوا أَن يَخْدَعُوكَ فَإِنَّ حَسْبَكَ اللَّهُ هُوَ الَّذِي أَيَّدَكَ بِنَصْرِهِ وَبِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
And should they seek to deceive you, Allah is sufficient for you. He, it is who strengthened you with His succor and the believers. And should they seek to deceive you, Allah is sufficient for you.
In international dealings, Muslims should not act with timidity. They should rather have faith in God and should act with courage and bravery. However, as soon as the enemy is inclined to reconciliation, they should welcome the move and should not be reluctant to make peace, even if they are unsure whether or not the enemy is sincere about peace and whether or not he intends to use the settlement as a ruse to commit later treachery. Since it is impossible to know the true intention of others, allowance should be made for their words. If the enemy is sincere in his offer of reconciliation, the Muslims should not continue bloodshed because his sincerity in their eyes is suspect. On the contrary, if the enemy is insincere, the Muslims should have courage thanks to their trust in God and should go forth for reconciliation. They should stretch out the hand of peace in answer to the enemy's outstretched hand, for that is an index of their moral superiority. As for the hand of friendship, which has been hypocritically stretched out in enmity, Muslims should have the strength to smash that hand to pieces.
وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ لَوْ أَنفَقْتَ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مَا أَلَّفْتَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَلَّفَ بَيْنَهُمْ إِنَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ.
And joined their hearts. Had you given away all the riches of the earth, you could not have joined their hearts. But it is Allah who joined their hearts. Indeed, He is Almighty, All-Wise. But it is Allah who joined their hearts.
Here the allusion is to that strong bond of love and brotherhood that developed among the Arabs who embraced Islam and whose conversion brought them solidarity. This strong solidarity existed despite the fact that they came from a variety of tribes which had long-standing traditions of mutual enmity. This was a special favor of God on the Muslims, especially evident in the case of the Aus and the Khazraj. It was barely a couple of years before their acceptance of Islam that the two clans virtually thirsted for each other's blood. During the Battle of Bu'at, both seemed set to totally exterminate each other. To turn such severe enmity into deep cordiality and brotherhood within a span of 2 or 3 years, and to join together mutually repellent elements into a unity as firm as that of a solid wall, as was witnessed in regard to the Muslim community during the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him, was doubtlessly beyond the power of any mortal. Were anyone to depend on worldly factors alone, it would have been impossible to bring about such an achievement. God's support was the deciding factor in this development, and this only serves to emphasize that Muslims should always seek and depend on God's support and favor rather than on worldly factors.
Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu hasbukallahu wa man ittaba'aka minal mu'minin.
O Prophet, Allah is sufficient for you and the believers who follow you.